Farm income is expected to rise by about 3% nationwide this year, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. That's because of higher prices for dairy, pork, and poultry. At the same time, the USDA says farmers who grow wheat, corn, or soybeans will see another year of declining income. Tim Cook, the chief credit officer for Farm Credit Services of America, says an oversupply of those crops is keeping prices down.
For most producers, those current price levels are below what their cost of production are.
Some parts of the country have a better outlook based on their dominant product. For example, corn is a drag on farms in the northern plains and Midwest, but cattle and cotton are leading a rebound in the southern plains. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.